I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, where we focus on new music with Look at OKC music critic Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first we have an R&B singer who first found fame as part of a teen pop group on the reality TV show America's Got Talent.
Major label R&B is a tough room to get into. Decades of consolidation in the music industry has cut into budgets for long-term talent investment that helped artists cultivate an image and develop a unique sound, often years before fans ever saw or heard them. Nowadays that the money's dried up, it's not enough just to write and record your own stuff. You have to build your own following, too. And 21-year-old Kalani Paris has done just that. Once homeless, the Oakland native turned down a handful of offers before signing a contract with Atlantic Records on the strength of a pair of self-released mixtapes, one of which yielded more than 26 million individual song streams on SoundCloud alone. Now we can hear Kalani with the support of a major. Her Atlantic debut, Sweet Sexy Savage, came out this week, and if peace of mind is any indication, I think we'll hear a lot more from her in the future.
Trying to forget all of the messages, trying to forget all of the stress and cause, damn it was. Trying to forget all of the secondary feelings I had, man, it was fucking scary. Trying to get back to all my old ways, trying to get back to all the hobbies from my old days. Trying to forget all the unnecessary thoughts from my head, man, it was pretty scary. It's a learned a thing or two, holding me in.
Kalani with Peace of Mind from her debut album Sweet Sexy Savage, out now via Atlantic Records. Next, a veteran of Oklahoma music releases his new album.
Local guy Travis Linville's new record, Up Ahead, isn't easy listening in the genre sense of the phrase. elevator muzak, muted saxophones, wispy vocals, that whole bit. But rather, literally, it's easy to listen to. Linville's mastery of songwriting makes it so. With everyman metaphors and charming, plain language straight out of the Jimmy Webb songbook. He fills up the room without overwhelming it, and you start singing along before you even realize what you're doing. On Up Ahead, time seems to move a little slow, and the world seems a little dark, but Linville never gives in to despair. He meets a lot of different people. Some get stuck in situations that change their perspective. Others can't leave old ways. But throughout, his tone remains a comfort, wise and optimistic and confident in itself, bearing more than a little vocal resemblance to Paul Simon. Somehow, Travis Linville tells us, it's all going to be okay.
Crashing hard in from the sea. The letters misspelled love on a broken down marquee. Now lonely is the only place to be. And it seemed like a dream with no color or no sound. Watching autumn fade to winter and the days go winding down.
That's Tulsa's Travis Linville with Fade to Winter off his album Up Ahead, which is out today. He plays the Blue Door in Oklahoma City tonight. Finally, one of our favorite sample size bands is back with their first song from their forthcoming album.
Nearly 3 years ago, Future Islands was that band. the one that made the jump from just hoping that the broken down van gets to tonight's gig to charming everybody and their grandma on the late night TV shows. Largely that was because they went full on pop with their fourth record, Singles, tracking everything up to a 4/4 beat and letting singer Sam Herring get out and dance on his own. Ran, their new single, fits right in with that stuff on Singles, keeping up that ebullient energy that makes them so much fun. Set against their usual new wave pulse, Herring bellows about the one who got away, same as it ever was.
That's Future Islands with Ran, and this has been Sample Size. The upcoming issue of Look at OKC has Brandy McDonald's interview with Travis Linville. You can hear full versions of these songs on KOSU.org, and you can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
I'm at M.Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.